This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 26th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. House Ag Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig doesn't care for the budget reconciliation plan for approving portions of farm and nutrition programs.
Now, I think we got to recognize where we are as a country. I mean, input costs have gone up. We're not in the same place we were as when President Trump was in office the first time. Input costs are up and commodities prices are down. And, you know, I just fundamentally believe that we need to do a better job of support for our family farmers. And that's one indication of that legislation. But, you know, to do this piecemeal and to cut SNAP at the same time, which effectively also cuts farm income, you know, it's not a great environment to get these things done. And if we just sit down and both sides get committed to getting an actual coalition-built farm bill, I think we could get it done.
Craig takes issue with the USDA's action to cut TFAT funding by $500 million and ideas of taking billions in proposed budget savings from nutrition programs.
Before we even get to a farm bill, my Republican colleagues have put forward a tax bill that seeks to get about $230 billion out of the SNAP program. So, you know, that is going to make it challenging. I've been honest with Chairman Thompson. He and I are developing a great working relationship. But, you know, if Republicans come in and cut the SNAP program by anywhere near $230 billion or try to move costs for SNAP to the state level, we know state budgets are under a lot of pressure right now as well. That's going to make it really hard for me to bring 100 and 150 Democrats across the aisle to vote for a farm bill.
Craig says cuts to nutrition programs also impact farm income.
$23 billion in SNAP goes directly back to family farmers, so that's $23 billion market. And then you take away the farm-to-school programs, which USDA has, put a pause on. And then you put on top of that the, you know, farmers like to grow food for the world and send it through USAID. And then you put on top of that the farm-to-school program, the farm-to-food banks and farm-to-school programs. That's a lot of markets that are being impacted directly to farm income. And that's before we even get to the topic of tariffs.
The ranking member questions the piecemeal process the GOP is choosing to make changes to farm and nutrition programs.
Well, it seems to be becoming more clear and clear that Republicans don't believe they're going to be able to come and sit down and work with us to get a farm bill, because they're talking about putting dollars. I mean, we're reading it in newspaper reports across the Capitol today. They're talking about plussing up crop insurance and maybe reference prices. But that doesn't give us the stability in the baseline of the farm bill for 5 years. And so, you know, it's concerning. Again, we could come back to the table. We could agree on a farm bill. And look, I'm just going to say this out loud. You know, my colleagues are working on a tax bill that, you know, is projected to add, you know, at least two, if not more, $1 trillion to the federal debt. And they want to come pay for a little bit of it, basically from taking dollars from farm programs. So, you know, it doesn't seem like a good trade-off. It, you know, frankly doesn't seem like family farmers are much of a priority right now, as much as, you know, President Trump is saying it. I'm looking at the actions and I'm calling nonsense on some of it.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.